This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the iHealth and News channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and now can be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with Marcia Marco, Director of Philanthropy, Planned Giving, and Major Gifts, the first position of its kind at the Braille Institute, Santa Barbara, California. Her primary responsibility is to develop, promote, and implement a planned giving and major giving program in Santa Barbara. Marcia, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. Thank you for having Braille Institute on the radio.
Well, you're more than welcome. It's certainly our privilege and pleasure as well. Tell us a little bit about your fundraising efforts at the Braille Institute in Santa Barbara, California, and how did you move from being a marriage and family counselor into the fundraising arena?
Okay, well, two good questions. First of all, we live in the most philanthropic community, and our donors have been incredibly generous to Braille Institute. So since our founding, Braille Institute has been really blessed with all this enduring support of special friends who in many wonderful individual ways have contributed significantly to not only build and sustain the services that we provide, but also our facilities, which are gorgeous. Some of our donors are also our library patrons, and they're receiving audiobooks for free, and many of our donors are also students who are benefiting from our free services. And many friends of Braille Institute have found the drafting of their wills and trusts to be an excellent opportunity to express support for Braille Institute's mission. And, you know, that's so easy, Eric. Anyone can make a significant gift by a bequest or a will or a trust. So those are the kind of things that come into the Braille Institute. And how did I move from being a marriage and family counselor into fundraising? That's a great question. When I moved from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara, I had a marriage and family therapy private practice, and I wanted to give 10 hours of volunteer time to a nonprofit. And I discovered the role of philanthropy in our community. And when the executive director of that nonprofit asked me to be the development director, I said yes. And 21 years later, philanthropy continues to really drive me. I get to meet the most amazing giving people, and I also get to help those who are in need. So, you know, it's just a wonderful job to have. I love my work.
The psychology of giving is a very unusual aspect of psychology. Studies show that generous behavior results in positive feelings on the part of the donor. How does this work?
Well, there are numerous studies that have shown helping brings a surprising number of physical and mental health benefits, and ranging from reduced stress and depression, better immune system functioning, and a greater sense of life satisfaction. But the link between giving and happiness is really not a new one. The Buddha taught that the way to achieve nirvana, ultimate happiness, is by filling your mind with compassion. And the Dalai Lama emphasized altruistic giving. I mean, it's really not a new concept. And the word itself, philanthropy, is a Greek word which means love of humanity and blind hope. So together, those words are used to improve the human condition, and that's what we do in the nonprofit world. And, you know, many donors are also driven by emotions. So, for instance, when a disaster hits and it's well publicized, typically more money is donated at those times. In fact, sometimes more money than the infrastructure on the ground can handle. And the reason that happens is because the amygdala in the brain is working. And so the amygdala is the area of the brain where it doesn't have a lot of complex thought. It's more of a pleasure point. So you're getting pleasure when you're giving. In fact, we know that when somebody thinks too much about their gift and what it's going to do, they actually give less. So nature has created this built-in, highly complex reward system for giving, and it's called the amygdala. It's interesting, isn't it?
Definitely is interesting. So do you find that donors feel happiest if they give to a charity via a friend, relative, or social connection rather than simply making an anonymous donation to a worthy cause?
You know, it's been my experience that people give to people more than to the cause. And the public benefit accounts for why we give, but private benefits accounts for the high level of giving that we see in the United States. And so, you know, mostly people really do this because of their friends. I think there was an interesting paper in the 2011 issue of the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, and when faced when people also have magical thinking in their donations as well. So let's say somebody wants to give to some kind of a disease or, like cancer, heart disease, childhood birth defects, something like that. There's this magical thinking that that's going to protect them. Once they have given a donation, they often feel as though their donation may help to protect them from disease. So yes, maybe that donation was first driven by a friend, but then now there's this added benefit that there's sort of like this magical thinking according to this, this research. And in Braille's case, I can tell you that when I give, I have this feeling of well-being that what if I get low vision? What if I have macular degeneration in my older age? You know, I feel like, okay, I'm giving to this wonderful organization that's going to still be there when I get to my 80s and perhaps have something. So there's that extra benefit. I think that magical thinking is really good.
Most certainly. Today we are with Marcia Marco, Director of Philanthropy, Planned Giving, and Major Gifts, the first position of its kind at the Braille Institute in Santa Barbara, here on eHealth Radio's iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Marcia, we're coming up on the end of the year. The holiday season is quickly approaching. It's hard to believe. Why do people donate more at this time?
Well, I think many donors give at the end of the year because of the tax write-off. But many give because it's within their personalities to care. Donna Rockwell, who is a psychologist, believes that giving is not just a verb, and at its essence, it's also a noun. So more than something we do, it's giving is who we are. And when the holiday spirit comes around us, and we know that there are people in need, these holiday reminders are helping us direct our gifts. So it's, I think it's really, it's at the essence of who we are at the end of at a holiday season.
The Ice Bucket Challenge was a huge success. Was there more motivating donors than just donating to a good cause?
You know, I did a great deal of reading and thinking about the success of the Ice Bucket Challenge. I think every philanthropist and every director of philanthropy thought about this, and it was a brilliant concept. I think it appealed to the extrovert in us, and of course with social media, we all got to be famous for our 15 seconds, and so it's that I think it was the extrovert, and somebody would say the narcissism in us. It also raised a tremendous amount of money, and but if you were to ask people what it was for now and who benefited, many people won't know. They don't remember the cause. But it was more of an exercise of fun and exposure of self. It was brilliant. But it wouldn't have happened if it weren't for, that social media 15 minutes of fame. And also the other part of that is, there was also that friend giving to friend element, and that I, spoke of before, that I do believe friends give to friends. And so it had all of these different elements in there, and it was just brilliant.
Certainly was interesting to see that take place online as well over a period of time. Tell our listeners, lastly, why they should consider donating to a good cause. What's in it for them? Will they be happier or healthier?
Well, I think the research does suggest that they will be healthier and happier, but giving to a cause is really much like giving to the arts. It keeps us civil. Again, philanthropy is a word that means love of humanity and what it means to be human and blind hope, or the optimism. So together, I mean, it's all about improving the human condition. And we all know people that have done that. I mean, Bill and Melinda Gates and Mother Teresa. I mean, you know, there's so many people that we can look towards. I would invite you to visit any of the 5 Braille Institute campuses and see how we're empowering visually impaired people to live fulfilling lives in our programs. You would discover absolutely deep happiness in our students and staff. When I first came to work here, that was the one thing I kept, you know, observing over and over and over, and how happy everybody is. And through this integrated network of programs and services, Braille seeks to develop skills and reinforces the confidence and self-esteem of individuals who are blind and visually impaired. And all of our services are free of charge. So what we do is we offer hope and confidence and independence. And so who wouldn't want to give to that? And who wouldn't want to give to the happiest place to work and learn? If you ever have an opportunity to watch a blind child perform a musical, singing and dancing her little heart out with confidence, your heart becomes filled with unbelievable joy. And really beyond what I could even expect. I just saw this last week, and I'm still just, the visual of that was amazing. And so if you're also a part of that experience by gifting to Braille, your heart can simply burst with joy. I mean, it's just a joyful thing to know what you're able to do to one child's life. And so what can be better than helping each other through philanthropy? I mean, really, what could be better? So I think, yes, people are happier, healthier when they give.
Such a visual of that. You've captured my attention, and I'm sure you've captured the attention of our listeners as well. We thank you for what you're doing there at Braille Institute. How can people learn more about the Braille Institute?
Oh, please look at our website. It's www.brailleinstitute.org. And please like us on our Facebook. We always are posting wonderful photos of students learning, and really you will see the joy in their faces, and it's pretty exciting. And their accomplishments are great. So please join us on Facebook, and then also go to our website and see what we're doing.
Well, Marcia, we thank you for taking the time on behalf of the Braille Institute and being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation with you in the future.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks so much. And happy holidays. I know it's not until December, but happy early holidays.
Well, thank you for that, and it'll be here in a blink of an eye. We've been speaking with Marcia Marco, Director of Philanthropy, Planned Giving, and Major Gifts, the first position of its kind at the Braille Institute in Santa Barbara, California. And once again, the website of reference is BrailleInstitute.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.